Good morning. It is good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Amen. Let us open our Bible and read Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13. Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 to 13, King James Version. Then shall the kingdom of heaven be likened unto 10 virgins, which took their lamps and went forth to meet the bridegroom. And five of them were wise, and five were foolish. They that were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. While the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight there was a cry made, "Behold, the bridegroom cometh, go ye out to meet him." Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said unto the wise, "Give us of your oil, for our lamps are gone out." But the wise answered, saying, "Not so, lest there be not enough for us in you. But go ye rather to them that sell, and buy for yourselves." And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came. And they that were ready went with him to the marriage, and the door was shut. After came also the other virgins, saying, "Lord, Lord, open to us." But he answered and said, "Verily I say unto you, I know you not. Watch therefore, for ye know neither the day nor the hour wherein the Son of Man cometh." Let us pray. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from Him. Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, your tender loving care to us. Thank you for all answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles, for the whole week you sustain us. Thank you, Lord, for countless blessings you bestowed upon us. We thank you and praise you in whatever situation we pass through. We will honor you and praise you and obey you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we humble down before you. Lord, we confess and renounce our sins, Lord. As you said in your word, Lord, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us our stubbornness and forgiveness, anger, the spirit of doubt, laziness, bad stewardship, breaking the Sabbath, worldliness, and lack of self-control. Lord, cleanse us and purify us. We commit ourselves not to do them again. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests to God. Hear our prayer and listen to our cry, Lord. We believe in your promises that whatever we ask according to your will, you will answer us, Lord. We pray you make a way and help us and meet all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our family. Pray for your husband. Pray for your wife. Pray for your children. Pray for your parents. Pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you And thank you for all the families who will be a good example to the people around them. We pray to bless them, sustain their needs, and protect them from the work of the evil. Help them to continue to do your will in their lives. We pray to anoint each husband with the Holy Ghost to lead their families the path that you want them to go through. Give them wisdom, good health, strength, and good income. We pray for every wife to bless them. Give them strength and help them to live a submissive life to your word and to their husband. Help them as parents to unite in training their children in holy living. We pray, Lord, help them to be like Christ's image to their children. We pray for the children to be obedient to your word and to their parents. We pray for our parents to grant them good health and strengthen them as they do their responsibilities and be a good blessing to others. We pray for our siblings, lead them in the right way of life. We pray for all the single parents that you strengthen them and provide for them to raise their children in a godly way, in Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you've given to us. Lord, we pray to bless our jobs and the places that we are working. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly master. Lord, we pray to give us new clients, new investors, customers, and income so we will receive our salaries on time and give our tithes, offerings, and first fruits. Help us to be a good example to others. Bless the work of our hands and help us to do your will in our lives. Lord, bring your salvation to the people that we are working with in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our brethren. Bless them, anoint them with the Holy Spirit, and lead them into the path you want them to go. Help them to persevere, to be faithful in facing the pressure of this world. Lord, we pray to protect them, provide for them, heal them, Lord, and solve their problems. Embrace them with your love in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back home in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in our accommodations, in our working places to be saved. Lord, help us to evangelize and preach your word to them. We pray to do miracles and wonders in the life of the lost souls. Lord, we pray to open their hearts and minds to believe and obey your word that we are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for UAE and the extension of the church in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we thank you and praise you for all the places that allow your church to expand. Lord, we pray to bless and help our brethren in those countries. We pray for the salvation of the lost in all those places. Lord, we pray to give us favor in the sight of those who are in the government and provide for all the logistics and documents needed. Lord, reduce the prices of rent, water, electricity, internet, telephone, transport, petrol and gas cylinder, and the tax bills in all those places. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying the rules and regulations and laws in those countries and to be good citizens. Lord, protect and prosper all those places so we too, your church, will be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for the church and all the ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, and more congregations to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we lift up unto you all the ministries of the church. We pray to bless and spread the congregations to other places and countries not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to reveal yourself to them, Lord, through visions and dreams. Lord, we pray to bless the church school, church clinic, church banking, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, the publication and the website. Lord, we pray for revival in the church. Lord, we pray to add to us more workers. Lord, we pray for the backsliders to come back to you and back to the church. We pray for more families and workers to join the church, and we pray for unity among the church members. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray to grant us the spiritual gifts that we need for your church to build. Lord, help us that the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifests in us in the name of Jesus. Lord, prepare us for your coming, that we will go with you when you come. Let us pray. Let us pray now for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us with the Holy Spirit in order to honor you in our lives as a living sacrifice into your presence. Humble us, Lord, to obey and follow you more and do your will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayers, our songs, our giving, and the message today. Let your message transform us and change us to be like you, Lord, that we may bring glory, adoration in your precious holy name. This is all we ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let us now stand and worship the Lord and sing praises unto him.
There is nothing. Lord. Yes, O Lord God, we come down here in your presence, O Lord, this morning with thanksgiving in our hearts. We pray, O Lord God, that you find each one of us, O Lord God, worshiping you, focusing you, and above all, Lord, once more receive your holy presence and your guiding spirit in us. Thank you once more, Lord God. We ask you, Lord God, that you will touch us once more as you touch heaven and earth. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We will seek your face, Almighty God. Turn and pray for you to heal our land.
Lord God, we desire to see once more, O Lord, your mighty presence, your mighty anointing, your mighty power and miracle that works in our lives. Thank you, O Lord God.
Yes, Lord God.
O God, we continue to come to you, to come to your presence. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your grace. Thank you above all that you have promised us the Holy Spirit to guide us, to lead us, that we will see your presence in our lives.
Thank you, Jesus.
Flowing from the grave.
Oh,
Commitment, O Lord, we'll continue to sing praises and worship unto your holy name in this life that we have here on earth and in the next life to come, because you've been faithful to us, O Lord. We pray that we would also be faithful from this life on earth until the next life to come. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Let us now collect our tithes and offerings and first fruits to the Lord. Amen. Open your Bibles in Matthew. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Matthew chapter 6, verses 19 to 21. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. Let us pray. Father in heaven, we thank you and we praise you, Lord. Lord, as we bring these tithes, offerings, and first fruits to you, Lord God, we bring these tithes with a thankful heart, Lord. May this be a blessing to your church. And we ask and pray, Lord, that you will use this gift to advance your work and spread your love, Lord. Bless my brethren as they are faithful in giving their tithes, offerings, and first fruits unto you, O Lord God. In Jesus' name, amen.
Praise God. I'm reading the message of our overseer, Dr. Ramis. The title is Don't Tell Lies, Part 1. Don't Tell Lies, Part 1 in Leviticus, chapter 19, verse 11. You shall not steal, neither deal falsely, neither lie one to another. Let us pray. Father God in heaven, who created heaven and earth, we praise you and bless your holy name. Lord, I pray to anoint my lips to deliver your word and speak it to your people. And as we hear your message today, touch the heart of them to accept it with humility, to be the doer of your word and have trust in you as we obey your will and accomplish and fulfill your promises to us. May this message, Lord, have bear fruit in the lives of your people, in Jesus' name. Amen. In this message, we will discuss one command of God, and his command is neither lie one to another. Many, they will say, we cannot live without telling lies. And others will say, how we will not tell lies? Others will say, if you will not tell lies, they will not believe. Therefore, in order to live, we have to tell lies. But that is neither the truth nor the way that God Almighty wants us to live for Him. The first lie that mentioned in the Bible was told by Satan when he lied to the woman. As the woman told Satan what God had commanded them to do. Genesis chapter 3, verses 3 to 5. But of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God had said, "You shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die." And the serpent said unto the woman, "We shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day you can eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." The answer of Satan to the woman was this, "We shall not surely die." And that was the first lie that mentioned in the Bible, where Satan gave Paul a sense of security when he assured the woman that she can break the command of God and she can still live. Living a life of lies will be in form of living in disobedience to God's command and believing that you will not die spiritually. When Adam and Eve disobeyed God and trusted the lies of Satan that they can still live after breaking the word of God, they died spiritually. Many, they break the word of God, but they should understand that they will have no life if they will not repent and correct their relationship with God. The Lord God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to save us from sin and death. Jesus died on the cross for our sins to give us eternal life. We can come back to God if we repent from our sins and live in obedience to God's command. But if you come to God and you still live in sin, that is of no help to you because you are still spiritually dead. And that what had happened to Adam and Eve when they sinned against God and did not repent. 1 John chapter 3, verses 4 to 10 in King James Version. 1 John chapter 3, verses 3 to 4 to 10, King James Version. Whosoever committed sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law. And you know that he was manifested to take away our sins, and in him is no sin. Whosoever abideth in him sinneth not. Whosoever sinneth hath not seen him, neither known him. Little children, let no man deceive you. He that doeth righteousness is righteous, even as he is righteous. He that committed sin is of the devil, for the devil sinneth from the beginning. For this purpose, the Son of God was manifested, that he might destroy the works of the devil. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin, for his seed remaineth in him, and he cannot sin because he is the born of God. In this, the children of God are manifest, and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness is not of God, neither he that loveth not his brother. Lies are from Satan, and that what is mentioned in the Bible about Satan. Jesus told about Satan the following when he confronted the Jews who had believed in him. John chapter 8, verse 44. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Therefore, lies are the language of Satan, and when we speak and entertain lies, then we are entertaining Satan's work and God involved with him. The danger of that is clear. When you tell lies, you think that you are helping yourself. But to the contrary, the lies that you are telling will recoil back on you and it will harm you. As people tell lies, they may get some temporary relief, and some little gain, but later on, the bad effects of their lies shall be reflected badly on their lives and shall cause them troubles. Why people tell lies and why they use lies. Everyone has his own reason and his own stand. But what we can say here, that there is nothing justifiable about lies because they are devil's work and sure will bring bad consequences on those who use them. We'll go through some scriptures that speak about people that use lies to live in life, and we will see what their reason was and what were the consequences of what they did. Genesis chapter 12, verses 10 to 13. Genesis chapter 12, verses 10 to 13. And there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down into Egypt to sojourn there, for the famine was grievous in the land. And it came to pass, when he saw came near to enter into Egypt, that he said unto Sarai his wife, Behold now, I know that thou art a fair woman to look upon. Therefore, it shall come to pass, when the Egyptians shall see thee, that they say, This is his wife, and they will kill me, but they will save thee alive. Say, I pray thee, thou art to my sister, that it may be well with me for thy sake, and my soul shall live because of thee. Now Abram faced famine, and he thought by going to Egypt and by telling lies, his life will be better. He asked his wife to tell lies that she is his sister because he was thinking that he will be treated well and his life will be protected. Now here, we found that Abram did not trust God, but he trusted the lie that he asked his wife to tell. Lack of trust in God and full relying on him make the people think to lie. People, they think if they will tell lies, they will be treated well. But who will treat us well other than the Lord God Almighty, who will also save us and preserve our lives as we put our full trust on him alone? Therefore, we need to refrain from all kinds of lies, so God will be there for us and will help us in our lives, protect us, and provide all our needs. Let us read here what were the consequences of Abraham's lies on his life and the life of his family. Let us continue. Genesis chapter 12, verses 14 to 16. And it came to pass that when Abram was come into Egypt, the Egyptians beheld the woman, that she was very fair. The princess also of Pharaoh saw her and commanded her before Pharaoh, and the woman was taken into Pharaoh's house. And he entered Abram well for her sake, and he had sheep and oxen, and he asses, and men servants and maid servants, and she asses and camels. Abram was really treated well. But there was a price that he paid, his wife. If you are going to tell lies waiting that you will be treated well, and you might be treated well, but put in your mind that there is a price that you need to pay, and you will pay for it. Genesis chapter 12, verses 17 to 20. And the Lord plagued Pharaoh and his house with great plagues because of Sarai, Abram's wife. And Pharaoh called Abram and said, What is this that thou hast done unto me? Why didst thou not tell me that she was thy wife? Why saidest thou, She is my sister, so might have take her to me to wife. Now therefore, behold thy wife, take her and go thy way. And Pharaoh commanded his men concerning him, and they sent him away, and his wife, and all that he had. God was merciful to Abraham and Sarai, and he made a way for them to get delivered from the trap that they put themselves in. God inflicted Pharaoh and his house with great plague to restrain him from touching Sarah, and perhaps made him realize that he needed to return Sarai to Abraham, her husband. Pharaoh called Abram and rebuked him because of what he did, and he deserved such. Therefore, God made a way for Abram and Sarai to repent from the sin, and God delivered from Pharaoh and the work of devil in that place. In the same way, God will deal with us and rebuke us for our lies in order to cleanse us and bring us back to Him. We don't need to lie to receive our daily provision and be protected or to get delivered from trials. God's grace is great, and His provision for us will come to us continually as long as we trust Him and rely on His word and promises in the Bible. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. For all the promises of God in Him are yea, and in Him, amen, unto the glory of God by us. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. But as it's written, eye that hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither had entered into the heart of man, the thing which God had prepared for them that love Him. But God had revealed them unto us by His Spirit, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Lies will not help us in our daily living, but trusting in God and His word will help us to have what we need as we walk faithfully with Him. Romans chapter 8, verse 31-32. What shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? He that spared not His own Son, but delivered Him up for us all, how shall He not with Him also freely give us all things? The Lord God sent His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, who buried and rose from the dead on the third day to give us eternal life. By Jesus' death on the cross, the way became open for us to reach heaven and to spend eternity with God. As Jesus enters in our lives, we live in the truth and we trust God for everything. And we obey Him and His word, knowing that He will fulfill all what He promised to us. Therefore, we need to live in the truth and not to tell lies, because lies have bad consequences and finally will not help us, but will put us into troubles. Let us now continue to study the life of Abraham and Sarah. Genesis chapter 20. Verses 1-2. And Abraham journeyed from thence toward the south country, and dwelt between Kadesh and Shur, and sojourned in Gerar. And Abraham said of Sarah his wife, she is my sister. And Abimelech, king of Gerar, sent and took Sarah. Again, by the wrong information that Abraham had provided, it caused Abimelech, king of Gerar, to do something wrong and sin by taking Sarah from her husband, Abraham. Abraham did not hear the previous experience, but he repeated it again. You need to heed and take warning that your lies will not help you, but only will put you in troubles. You may provide wrong information by telling lies. For you, it might be a small lie or a simple lie. And for some, they might call it a white lie. But this little lie, after all, is a lie. And it will invite Satan to come, to kill, to steal, and to destroy. In fact, you don't need to tell lies and cause yourself and others to fall into embarrassing conditions. Let us continue read the story. Genesis chapter 20, verses 3-7. But God came to Abimelech in a dream by night and said to him, behold, thou art but a dead man for the woman which thou hast taken, for she is a man's wife. But Abimelech had not came near her, and he said, Lord, wilt thou slay also a righteous nation? Said he not unto me, she is my sister? And she herself said, he is my brother. In the integrity of my heart and innocency of my hands have I done this. And God said unto him in a dream, Yea, I know that thou didst in the integrity of thy heart, for I also withhold thee from sinning against me. Therefore suffered I thee not to touch her. Now therefore restore the man his wife, for he is a prophet, and he shall pray for thee, and thou shalt live. And if thou restore her not, know thou that thou shalt surely die, thou and all that are thine. We found here that God again interfered to deliver Sarah and Abraham and the rest of the people in the story from the work of devil that was initiated by what we call today a little, small, or white lie. Genesis chapter 20, verses 8 to 10. Let us continue. Therefore, Abimelech rose early in the morning and called all his servants and told all these things in their ears. And the men were sore afraid. Then Abimelech called Abraham and said unto him, What hast thou done unto us? And what have I offended thee that thou hast brought on me and on my kingdom a great sin? Thou hast done deeds unto me that ought not to be done. And Abimelech said unto Abraham, What sowest thou that thou hast done this thing? Again, Abraham was rebuked for the lie that he said that caused much troubles to the people around him. Therefore, be aware that your lies will cause troubles not only for you, but as well as for the people who are around you. Now we will see what was the reason for Abraham to tell a lie, as we can read here. Same reference, Genesis chapter 20, verses 11 to 13. And Abraham said, Because I thought, surely the fear of God is not in this place, and they will slay me for my wife's sake. And yet, indeed, she is my sister. She is the daughter of my father, but not the daughter of my mother. And she became my wife. And it came to pass, when God caused me to wander from the father's house, what I said unto her, This is thy kindness which thou shalt show unto me at every place whither we shall come. Say of me, He is my brother. Abraham was afraid to be killed because of his wife, but he did not trust God to help him and protect him, but he trusted and relied on the lies that he said as a source of protection. But God truly helped him and showed him clearly that he can be trusted for everything, and he can be the source of protection and deliverance. It is truly that Sarah was a sister for him from another mother. But the thing here that Abraham told lie, trusting that this is the way to be protected. God's provision for us will not come by telling lies, but it will come when we trust Him and rely on His word and promises as provision for our lives. You may tell us what externally look like truth, but it's a lie that you are telling. And it's your trust on the thing that you had said and not relying on God Almighty and His promises. Let us read the rest of the story and find out how God ended up this embarrassing situation that Abraham put himself in, and how God taught him a lesson that he does not need to tell lies to protect and to provide for himself. Genesis chapter 20, verses 14 to 18. And Abimelech took sheep and oxen and men servants and women servants and gave them unto Abraham, and restored him Sarah, his wife. And Abimelech said, Behold, my land is before thee, dwell where is pleased thee. And unto Sarah he said, Behold, I have given thy brother 1,000 pieces of silver. Behold, he is to thee a covering of the eyes unto all that are with thee, and with all other, that she was reproved. So Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants, and they bare children. For the Lord had passed close up all the wombs of the house of Abimelech, because of Sarah, Abraham's wife. There is profound need to know the truth. Some they say there is no absolute truth, and some they say that the absolute is still not the whole truth. But these are what we call the lie of Satan, which does its best to cover and hide the truth from reaching the people and be set free. The question here is there a truth? The answer is yes. Where we found the truth? The answer is we found it in the Bible. First, in the Word of God. Jesus said in John chapter 17, verse 17, sanctify them through thy truth, thy word is truth. Second, in the Lord Jesus Christ, for he is the truth, as he declared in John chapter 14, verse 6. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Third, in the Holy Spirit, who is the truth, as Jesus declared in John chapter 16, verses 12 to 13. I have yet many things to say unto you, but ye cannot bear them now. Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, is come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come. The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of truth, and he will guide us into all the truth. God the Father is the truth, and there is no other God beside him. Isaiah chapter 44, verses 6 to 8. Thus saith the Lord, the King of Israel, and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first, I am the last, and beside me there is no God. And who, as I, shall come, and shall declare it, and set it in order for me, since I appointed the ancient people? And the things that are coming and shall come, let them show unto them. Fear ye not, neither be afraid. Have not I told thee from the time that have declared it? Ye are even my witnesses. Is there a God beside me? Yea, there is no God. I know not any. Idol worship is a lie of the devil in its deception to confuse people and bring them away from God, their creator. We will search the scripture and what it say about idol worship. Open our Bible in book of Isaiah, chapter 44, verses 9 to 20. Isaiah, chapter 44, verses 9 to 20, in King James Version. They that make a graven image are all of them vanity, and their delectable things shall not profit. And they are their own witnesses. They see not, nor know, that they may be ashamed. Who hath formed a god or molten a graven image that is profitable for nothing? Behold, all his fellows shall be ashamed, and the workmen, they are of men, let them be all gathered together. Let them stand up, yet they shall fear, and they shall be ashamed together. The smith with the stones both worketh in the coals, and fashioneth it with hammers, and worketh with the strength of his arms. Yea, he is hungry, and his strength faileth. He drinketh no water, and is faint. The carpenter stretcheth out his strength, his rule, he marketh out with a line, he fitteth it with planes, and he marketh it out with a compass, and maketh it after the figure of a man, according to the beauty of man, what is remain in the house. He heweth him down cedars, and taketh the cypress, and the oak which he straighteneth for himself among the trees of the forest. He planted an ash, and rain doth nourish it. Then shall it be for a man to burn, for he will take thereof, and warm himself. Yea, he kindleth it, and baketh bread. Yea, he maketh a god, and worshipeth it. He maketh it a graven image, and falleth down thereunto. He burneth part thereof in the fire, which part thereof he eateth flesh, he roasteth it roast, and is satisfied. Yea, he warmeth himself, and said, Aha, I am warm, I have seen the fire. And the residue thereof he maketh a god, even his graven image. he falleth down unto it, and worshipeth it, and prayed unto it, and said, Deliver me, for thou art my God. They have not known nor understand, for he hath shut their eyes, that they cannot see, and their hearts, that they cannot understand. And none considereth in his heart, neither is there knowledge nor understanding to say, I have burnt part of it in the fire, yea, also I have baked bread upon the coals thereof. I have roasted flesh and eateth it, and I shall make the residue thereof an abomination. Shall I fall down to the stock of a tree? He feedeth on ashes, a deceived heart hath torn into a side. And he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, Is there not a lie in my right hand? Clearly, the Bible says here that the idol in the hand of man who made it is a lie. Idol worship is a lie. We can also read about the worthless practice of idol worship in Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Hear ye the word which the Lord speaketh unto you, O house of Israel, thus saith the Lord. Learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the sign of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the custom of the people are vain, for one cutteth a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workmen with the axe. They dig it with silver, with gold. They fasten it with nails and with hammers, that is, move not. They upright as a palm tree, but speak not. They must need be born, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also it is in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto thee, O Lord, thou art great, and thy name is great in might. Who would not fear thee, O King of nations? For to thee that it appertain, for as much as among all the wise men of the nation, and all their kingdoms, there is none like unto thee. But they are together brutish and foolish. The stock is a doctrine of vanities. Silver is spread into places, is brought from Tarshish, and gold from Upas. The work of a workman and the hands of a founder, blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men. But the Lord is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nation shall not be able to abide his indignation. If people, they are worshiping idols and living their lives according to human religious practicing and teaching, and the man practices, they are living and practicing lies and Satan's wickedness. Jeremiah chapter 10, verses 11 to 12. Thus shall ye say unto them, The gods that have not made the heaven and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He hath made the earth by his power. He hath established the world by his wisdom, and hath stretched out the heaven by his discretion. Also in Psalms chapter 115, verses 3 to 8. But our God is in the heaven. He hath done whatsoever he hath pleased. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of man's hand. They have mouths, but they speak not. How eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Noses have they, but they smell not. They have hands, but they handle not. Feet have they, but they walk not. Neither speak they truth, their truth. They that made them are like unto them, so is very one that trusted in them. Idols are not only useless, but they are harmful as well, and those made them and follow these lies, they will end in death and destruction. Why people make idols and worship them and follow the ways of men and human teachings and traditions? Because they don't have trust in the Lord and his son Jesus and his word that is in the Bible. False religious and false teachings pervert the truth and give false promises and fake values that suit people's lust and to satisfy their craving sinful nature, in order to persuade them to leave the true God and follow after deception and lies. My dear and beloved, 1 John chapter 1, verses 8 to 9. If we say that we have no sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God is making a way for you through this message. If you had lied and live in lies, then this is the time for you to repent. Renounce your lies and God delivered from devil and all its devil power and come back to God. Psalms chapter 20, verses 7 to 9. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call. We need to tell always the truth because we believe that to put our full trust on God in His Word is the truth. We need to trust Him and trust His Word and promises. He is our shield, our refuge, and our help in times of need. He is our Creator, and He is the only one who can help us. Come now to God, repent of all your lies, and repent of your idol worship, and start to trust Him and to trust His Word and promises. Let us pray. Let us all stand. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins, who was buried and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that showed me the dangers and the bad effects of lies. Lord, thank you for all the corrections, the rebukes, and the admonishments we receive in this message. Come now to God and confess and renounce all your sins. Confess and renounce your lies, your fear of man, your lack of trust in God. Confess your idol worship and renounce all your old traditional and religious practices that contradict the word of God. Confess and renounce your lust, your sexual immoralities, and the rest of the works of the flesh. Confess and renounce your worldliness and your love for material things. Confess and renounce your yoke with non-believers and in bondage with the media, news, games. Confess and renounce your lack of reading of God's word in your Bible and your lack of prayers. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I repent from the following lies and from lack of trust in you. Lord, build me once again with your word and your promises, and deliver me and the people with me as you delivered Abraham and his family from the trap of telling and trusting lies. Lord, I put my full trust in you, that you will be the one to protect me, spare my life, treat me well, and provide all my needs. Lord, I commit myself into your hand, that I will move away from all idols and human practices and the devil's teachings. Lord, I will follow you and have full trust in your word and all your promises. This is all I ask and pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Your voice. Thank you for my brothers and sisters who repented of their sins and responded to the teaching of your word in this message and forsaken all their lies. Lord, continue to cleanse them from their sins and let them to live according to your will and plans. Lord, protect them from the devil and shames and lies. Lord, fill them with the Holy Spirit and use them to serve you and make them good example to others to follow you. Lord, bless us your church. Lord, we commit ourselves to live in obedience to your word that we receive in this message. Lord, protect us and guide us to go forward in life and ministry, trusting you fully, taking the right decision that goes along your will and plan for us. Lord, we ask you to refill us with the Holy Spirit and give us the spiritual gifts that we need to go on and evangelize and make new disciples and train new workers to go and plant more Bible study groups and congregation for the church. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
We will sing your name, O my
all right.